This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Time for other people's problems.
OPP.
OPP. Let's talk to Jesse.
Hey there.
Hey there.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
What seems to be the trouble?
Yeah.
Well, I am getting married in about 6 months.
Congratulations.
There it is.
Yay.
And I've heard that, since the spring, and I heard that, nothing makes the wedding night more special than sort of taking a break, from getting sexy. And
taking a break?
On the night of the wedding?
The whole
thing. For a couple months, not being sexually active.
No relations at all from now till the wedding? Six months
right.
from? Okay.
Yes.
That's a bold move.
So, I really want to do this. And I thought it was a really good idea. And I brought it up to my fiance. And he is completely against it.
Why does one want to do... Why?
I just thought it would be like a reset, really special. And it was our, the first time.
Oh, okay.
Are together,
okay.
As husband and wife. And
I've heard of that. I've heard of people doing it.
It makes you desire each other more. It makes more special that one, that night, that one. So 6 months, you go without for 6 months for the one night.
Yeah.
So it's like resetting your V card in your head. That's what it's sort of a.
Oh, we're both pure. Okay.
Okay. So, and his argument again, what is he saying? as a guy, you're basically saying. I don't want to say the one thing.
This is going to ruin our relationship. He was like, there's no way we're going to be not connected and we're risking our relationship.
Oh, okay.
And he's really going off the deep end about
it. And I see that. How much are your heels dug in on this? I understand the logic of it. But is it something you really, really want? Or is it something you're just like...
Well, I really, really want to do this, but it was kind of not shocking to me, but I was taken aback that he wasn't maybe, 3 months, or he was like, no way. I'm not going to not have sex with you for 6 months. So,
okay.
It's just like that was a small sacrifice.
A
special night.
It's not a small, yeah.
But I learned from Slacker, though, in a marriage, that if one person says no, then it's no for both.
And you have to, yes. If somebody is not comfortable with something, but so wait a minute. Okay.
What?
So in your analogy that I always use, I want to buy a car. I don't, then we don't buy the car. She wants to give up relations.
He has no choice.
Whose no is the no?
Hers trumps,
I don't want to have relations.
Right.
But he's like, but I don't want to do this. If she were sick, if there was something going on with her, it's like, I have to have a surgery and we can't, whatever. Then it's clearly he has to go.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be voluntary, I guess. I don't think you'd be, I don't know. But I just feel like, I was just shocked that he was so out of the gate, just really no way.
Right.
And I just want to know, has any of the listeners done this? Is it worth it? Am I being crazy?
What do you think would make it worth it?
Just, it's 6 months. It's like we're gonna have a rest
six months.
Of our
you just
together.
Described
like,
a prison sentence.
Yeah, that's
like to you. relations doesn't mean that much to some women.
Yeah.
And you're clearly one of those women.
Yeah.
No, it means a lot to me. That's why I want it to be special on our wedding night.
And that's,
you know,
cool.
What I mean? Like,
are you afraid that he's going to cheat on you in the 6 months if he says, okay, let's do it? And then are you afraid that he'll step out on you?
Find it somewhere else?
Yeah.
No. Like, that's why I'm thinking, like, what's the big deal? I mean, it's going to be hard. Not going to lie. It's not going to be easy. But I just thought it would be really a great thing that we could do together, and it would have a nice payoff.
Okay.
I don't know how to, we're going to try to help you. I know that a lot of, I'm going to say this. I'm going to eventually finish the sentence. I don't know that there's a single man on the planet who's ever suggested this.
Yes, good call.
This is this is definitely something.
That is a fair point.
But I understand why it would be more magical. For sure, absence makes the heart grow fonder. That's a cliche, but it's true. You know, anytime I've traveled away, when you come back, it's like, wow, I missed you. Like,
exactly.
But those are usually non-voluntary things where it's like, I got to do this work trip or you got to do this. You're saying for no good reason, let's just shut off the whole valve for 6 months just so that we may get a little more
passion or connection.
Can I just say something that I don't want to get all graphic or anything, but guys are better if we're doing it all the time.
Yeah.
It's been a while, we get a little. I think your wedding night might not live up to your expectations because it might be over in a flash because he needs to stay in game shape. Just saying.
It's going to be like our first time.
Yes.
So the whole 6 month payoff is going to be 6 seconds.
Yeah, that's the point. It's like you don't go, hey, you know what would be really great is if our quarterback didn't play football for 6 months and then we put him out at the Super Bowl. You don't, and he comes out, he's like, I don't even know. And he just throws, like, you don't, quarterback needs to be playing every, like, practicing and playing in the game. And then, and then he's ready for the Super Bowl.
I expected a sports reference from
him. I know, I'm sorry. All right, so here's the deal. Jesse, I know that there's other women clearly who've done this. So we're just gonna put it out to them.
Yeah.
Was it worth it?
I just wanna like check the temperature.
Do the pros outweigh the cons? 6 months of no relations for either of you.
Did he cheat on you? Did it break up your wedding, your whole relationship?
And was the wedding night a
I mean, she could have cheated on him.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's your idea, so you better not.
About it.
If you want relations, you know where to go. So hang on, Jesse. We're going to try to.
Okay. He's already said no.
But does that matter?
Yeah.
He does. It should.
It should. But he can say no all he wants. He can.
Because her
she's
no trumps.
Because she's not going to give it up. So he's going to have to go elsewhere if he wants it.
Which is a terrible.
And then the only reason I thought people get married is you're assured of regular relations.
You always say the only reason people get married. And that's not.
But she's taking away the only reason to get betrothed.
But then she's going to give it back to him tenfold when they actually, I don't know.
Okay.
I think it's a terrible idea, but it's not for me.
Okay, in our heads, we can pretend that we've never had been with anybody else, and it's just, why can't we just do that?
Just pretend.
Yes.
Do we have to be method actors?
Exactly.
All right, Jesse wants to cut off the relations until the wedding 6 months from now.
Yeah.
He says, no way. What do you say? Jessica?
Yai.
What do you think?
I think it is a bad idea.
Okay.
Have you done it?
My husband and I talked about it before we got married, and we were thinking about it, but then his argument, which is valid, is that if you hold out for that long, it's going to be a really quick wedding night. And I would rather it be a mind-blowing, like, great night than just go really quickly.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, Jessica. So you and your man thing had relations a ton before you got married, but in your heads, it has to be the most explosive, hugest over the... Does it really? I didn't know you guys have that in your head.
There's some pressure for that night.
Seriously, it has to be the best you'll ever have.
Super explosive. I mean, a lot of drinks flowed, so some of us it could be a little fuzzy, but at the same time, like, you have so much adrenaline and everything else, so it's going to be special no matter what.
Oh, okay.
Because you're married now. I know that sounds stupid, but...
To me, that's when I would start going through the motions.
It's no, God, night. Not yeah. that night. Not
well,
that night.
Well, I'm married now.
No, so. Yes, you're right. Give it about 3 weeks, and you're like, yeah. Thank you for the call, Jessica. Cameron?
Yeah.
What do you think?
So I agree. When I was getting married like 8 years ago, me and my husband, I wanted 6 months, and we came to the conclusion of about 3 months. And we have been married for 8 years and going strong.
So it was worth it. You did 3 months of no relations.
No relations.
And then you had relations that night.
Was it like, magical?
Yeah, or the same relations that you had 3 months before.
It was amazing.
Because everything was new again? Or it was like rediscovering
each
other?
What made it so amazing?
It was just like, I don't even know. It was just great.
So
it was just like he knew what to do again.
Okay. So to women, this is a big emotional experience. It's not a physical. It's
yes.
about, okay. I finally got it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
We finally said it slow enough. I was with you.
I'm like, why are we?
It's
a cleansing.
Yes.
Purify. Okay.
And then that night becomes
just
more intense.
Okay.
But on our side, we're
just tired and run down.
Yes. Anna.
Yay.
What do you think?
So, I actually did this with my husband. I wanted to do 6 months, but we compromised and did 3 months. Mm.
Sounds like a lot of husbands not get at least get time off for good behavior is what it sounds like. Okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Overall, I would say that it wasn't worth it just because, like, my expectations were so high and it was like, I don't know, it was just normal.
The relations were normal. It didn't amp up your emotions because we think we finally boiled it down to like it cleanses you and makes you more open to the emotion, but it didn't do that for you.
Yeah, not so much. I think honestly, it was better the last time we did it because we knew it was like, all right, like this is the last one for 3 months. And so like that was really good.
Yeah, because
the last one before you go to prison.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then the first one after prison, you're just not, nobody's in practice.
Right.
It's why there's a preseason to the NFL, not to go back to the sports analogies, but you like the preseason is so you can get all the dust knocked off.
Exactly.
And then get back in game shape.
And when you take that away. But Anna, that's another thing I have a problem with is women built that in your minds that this is going to be the greatest night of relations that I will ever experience as a woman.
I think
maybe if we not build it up. Okay.
I agree with you. I think we've had plenty of nights since then that have been far better.
See? And you're still connected. You're still doing.
Because there's so many nerves around that night anyway. And like other people have already kind of alluded to. You're so tired. Like, you've just had to entertain somewhere between 50 and 300, depending on how much
your brain has
your
been
brain
going
is mush.
On. Yeah.
And if you haven't had any relations, you're not. Yeah. Will?
Yay.
What do you think?
Well, myself, my wife, and I actually both, we agreed to this. My pastor asked. He was kind of down. He knew that, it's the 21st century, but he asked us to, stop relations for the upcoming 3 months until the wedding. And we both agreed. But about a month and a half in, the feelings just kind of overtook and we kind of.
So you didn't even make
ended
it.
Up having relations,
Oh, you cheated on her.
No, they had relations with each other.
Oh, okay.
God, Steve is like, who was it? The pastor's wife?
Well, it was my wife's idea after the fact,
So you're saying try it, but if you both agree it's not working.
Yeah, don't force it.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
I would say give it a try, but most likely, I don't know if
don't do this! We were holding out hope that the one guy would be the guy. Thank you for the call. I think it's
risky.
It's risky, and it's just
the
reward is what? A 10% chance it's going to be different?
Amen. Thank you.
It's going to be different because you're in a wedding gown and whatever. Just right. Let that be.
Stay connected all those months. Stay connected physically,
because those months are
mentally
back.
Yes.
You're planning stuff. You're spending money.
And when you're not having relations during, that's just...
stress.
Thank you.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.